men and business CEOs and all that invest in their business and invest in themselves all the time. But women just have it's almost like a double standard sometimes that, well, I'm like the mom and the caretaker and the wife and all the things, like I shouldn't invest in my business, or I better talk to my husband and see what they say, or but truly, it really can change your life. Not holding yourself back. And again, having the mindset shift to just trust yourself, trust your gut, and invest in yourself, because your future self will thank you like 9 times out of 10.
Hello and welcome to the Shift Your Day Job podcast. I'm Brittany Cates, your host on this incredible journey of career transformation. Get ready for inspiring stories, valuable insights, and a roadmap to shift your mindset towards a more fulfilling professional life. In each episode, we explore the remarkable journeys of individuals who made a career change, offering motivation, strategies, and the confidence to pursue your dreams. Whether you're feeling stuck, contemplating a change, or just seeking a dose of inspiration, this podcast is your weekly companion. Tune in every Thursday as we uncover the secrets to shifting your day job. Thank you for joining me on another exciting episode of the Shift Your Day Job podcast. Before introducing my impressive guest, I would like to share the announcement that today I released my podcast trailer for season 2 of Shift Your Day Job. I'm excited to share that come this February, it will officially have been a year since starting this podcast. With this new season will come new branding, but you can expect to continue to hear from some amazing career transitioners and gain valuable insights and advice from those who have gone before you. I'm so grateful that I've gotten this far with the podcast and that you've joined me for the ride. And I look forward to continuing this journey as we move into another year of amazing episodes. So thank you again for being here, and make sure to check out the season 2 trailer, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing, and share this exciting news with a friend. Today, I'm interviewing Audrey Worm, a woman whose journey is nothing short of inspiring. Audrey's career path took a fascinating turn from being a professional drag racer to now thriving as a podcast manager and mentor. In this conversation, we dive into the importance of women investing in themselves and overcoming the double standards that we often face. Audrey shares her personal experience of career transitioning from drag racer to podcast management and how she's now helping other women pivot their careers. Throughout this episode, we talk about the mindset shifts necessary for success, the power of community and mentorship, and how Audrey balances her entrepreneurial pursuits with the demands of motherhood. If you've ever felt the tug to make a bold career change or overcome self-doubt, this episode is packed with inspiration and actionable advice. So let's get started and welcome Audrey Worm to the podcast. Hi, Audrey. Welcome to the Shift Your Day Job podcast. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks. I'm excited to learn a little bit about your journey from drag racing to podcast management and maybe beyond. So if you don't mind starting with your story and just telling the audience what your career has looked like and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. So before having a baby, and he's now 2.5, and before COVID, I was a professional drag racer. And we like to call it the equivalent of the NFL for drag racing. So I was at like the professional level. And raced for about, I think it was about 3 years, raced for Parkinson's disease awareness because my father and grandfather have Parkinson's disease. So really like to use it as a platform and be able to grow awareness for the disease that hits so close to home. So we traveled around the states and did some drag racing, and I did that for a little while, and I've always wanted to do it ever since I was a little girl. Ever since I was about 8 years old, my dad built dragsters for a living, and I said, I really want to race with the big boys. I want to go to the professional level. And it was always a pipe dream. Like, it's very expensive to race in the professional level. You have to have sponsorship acquisition, and you're basically a professional athlete, social media presence, and all the things that come with it. And so my dad was building cars, and I met my now husband through a mutual friend that bought a car from my dad. And he worked on a professional race team. And that's how I got my license and got started racing professionally. And then COVID hit and we wanted to have a family anyway. So I said, let's just step back from racing. So then I turned it into another business because I wanted to be able to stay home with my son. And I eventually want to homeschool and I wanted to build a nice solid foundation for being home with him all the time and staying home with him. So I took what I knew from the professional athlete and social media management realm, just managing my own social media presence, and started out as a general admin and social media virtual assistant. And I had multiple clients doing that and I loved it, but it wasn't fulfilling my cup and lighting me up anymore. I was getting burnt out. I was working like 7 to 9 hour days every day. And I wasn't, while having a 2-year-old, or now he's two, but while having a baby and doing the mom thing and doing the wife thing. And I was like, there's got to be more to this. I want more time freedom. I want to work on my schedule, not necessarily client schedules. And I've always loved to listen to podcasts. Ever since I was in high school, I'm like a podcast binger. I love all things podcasting. So I put the two together and made the pivot to podcast manager. And I've loved that ever since. And I loved it so much that now I have a course and a mentorship to help other VAs and online business managers make the pivot to podcast management as well. So I just really, now I'm all lit up. I love what I'm doing. I only work like 20 hours a week and I love all of it.
Nice. I love that. Thank you for sharing that journey because I feel like there's a theme of doing things that you love and like really paying attention to, does this light me up? Is this filling my cup like I want it to? Or is this my priority anymore, even though I love it? And yeah, how do you think, or like, where do you think that comes from for you? That is the thing that really drives you when it comes to your career.
Yeah, I think I get a lot of entrepreneurial sense from my dad. He's been a serial entrepreneur basically my whole life. He started out in like hot rod business, pivoted his own business into more drag racing. And once he had Parkinson's, he didn't work as much, obviously, with being sick. But him and I are like very much the same. We think the same, and I can bounce entrepreneurial ideas off of him, which is amazing. And just the drive and determination that I saw him go through, and as he got sick, still wanting to work in a body that wasn't allowing him, and just really important to have the drive to do what you want, not have to necessarily, quote unquote, work for the man or be miserable or have a life that doesn't light you up and a business that you don't love and enjoy. And I'm so passionate about being home with my, I'm so passionate about being home with my son and having a life that I can pour into him and having the freedom and flexibility. I also don't live near my parents. I moved with my husband to Canada and my parents are from the States. So having the flexibility to be able to go home and see them or take off on a sick day, like we talked last week, we weren't feeling good and had to reschedule, and just having that flexibility. So it just all drives my passion for all of it. And now helping other women in this mentorship to do the same thing and the work that you do to help people to shift their jobs and all of this stuff. It's just, I'm like getting goosebumps because I'm so passionate about it because it's truly endless what you can do instead of just growing up thinking, I have to work corporately. I have to work for the man. I have to have a 9-to-5 job. And you don't?
Yeah, I love the example of your dad because I'm just imagining the opposite. Let's say he was in a job that he felt like he had to do. There was this pressure to keep working when he really couldn't, or feeling helpless. And I feel like there's a lot of people that are in that situation that have been working in a specific industry, doing something that maybe they started off loving, but it just got to a point and then they felt tethered to it, like they couldn't get out. And so I just think it's such an important thing to think about. Okay, how do I build a life that I'm not feeling trapped in? how do I build a life and a career that I'm excited about?
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people, like you said, they feel tethered or stuck. And I think you're just trained, like when you go to high school and you go to school, and I went to college and I got a college degree, but you're just trained and brought up in the lack of entrepreneurial sense that just going and working, whether in a factory or working for somewhere that you need to work. And now it's so expensive to live, like you have to work to pay your bills. Nobody can not work anymore. But just finding something and knowing that you have a choice to make the decision to do what you want to do, lead with your heart, go with your gut. You don't have to stay stuck doing what you don't like doing. Life is too short for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is a mindset shift. And that's why I use the word shift in my title, because it's, you need to like not only shift what you're doing every day, but how you're thinking about what you're doing every day. And I love that you brought up this idea of choice, because we all have it. And a lot of times we let our outside circumstances, let those be an excuse for us not having a choice. How do you, as you are coaching and mentoring other women, like how do you help them get to that new mindset of, no, I can choose and I'm going to look at opportunity rather than feel kind of like I don't have any say?
Yeah. So I have a bunch of modules and we do one-on-one coaching calls and we talk about CEO mindset. Just you literally are the CEO of your business, whether you want to start as out as a VA or you want to start out brand new entrepreneur in the online space, you are the CEO. You have the choice, like we talked about. Not going to lie, like I still have to get up every day and I have to do a job and I have to make an income and provide for my family. But having the choice as a CEO of a business and a business owner to make the decisions that you want to make that really light you up and make you want to open your laptop every day versus, oh, it's the morning, I'm going to log in and do my work now. And I made a decision a long time ago to be done with that. And it's just living that everything I live for lives for that flexibility. So just helping other women like see the light, for lack of a better term. But yeah, and we also talk about growth mindset and just not staying stuck where you are. If you have clients that don't align with you, they don't align with you. It's okay to let them go. It's okay to pivot and move forward and find the people that you really love working with. So yeah, those are just some of the ways that we talk about mindset shifts, but there's so much that goes into mindset. And that's why it's such a core part of my mentorship. And we start with the mindset portion because everything builds on top of that. You can learn all the skills and you can learn all the tech, but if you don't have the mindset to shift, you're going to stay stuck.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's what I like to talk about as well. It's this idea that you have to go back to school or you have to learn a new skill in order to make a career change. And that's not true. You have to shift your mindset and recognize where your strengths lie and what you already know and are good at and really leverage those skills to make the change that you're looking for. And I think that that's just a mindset that not a lot of people realize when they're like, oh, I got to change my job or oh, I need something different.
Yeah, absolutely. Even when I added, the mentorship and the coaching piece, I was doing done for you podcast management work for a while now. And I had a business coach and a mentor and she's your energy and your passion and your personality. You're meant for leadership. You're meant to lead women through this. And you're meant for coaching. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Like, I went to high school and I got made fun of and I was like the bubbly cheerleader. And why are you always so happy? What are you so happy about? So I try to pull that back and really rein it back in business and in content. Just having that, I don't want to say trauma, but the mental like mind shift of toning that back so that I'm not like living authentically. And I said, I don't really know if I should add that in. I don't know what, I've never coached anyone before. And she's like, no, really, truly. And ever since I made the shift and pivot to add that in, I really love it. It really lights me up. I love getting on calls and I am such a people person. I'm a bubbly, talkative person in case you couldn't tell, probably you listening, but that's what really lights me up. Getting on a call, connecting with people, working on mindset shifts, working on pivoting their career and their online space and their services and all the things. And so not necessarily learning something new, like you said, but embracing who you are and leveraging your strengths and your power that you have. And I would never think that I would be coaching anyone like a couple years ago, but now I love it. And my clients are finding success and I'm only living my true, authentic purpose now.
Yeah. I love that reminder that a lot of times growing up, we're told to dim our light, or especially as women, right? Don't talk too much, or like, you're too much, right? Like, you're too bubbly. And so then that makes you feel insecure about who you are. And I think that's the advantage of becoming older and wiser when you are able to say, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to push that aside anymore. I'm going to start embracing who I am. And the people that resonate with that will follow.
Absolutely. That is one thing I've learned through this whole course of the online space and pivoting what I offer and adding the mentorship aspect is you will find your people. You will find your clients that align with you. And the ones that don't, there are so many more fish in the sea. Like, I am a huge proponent of working with women and moms just because I am a mom of a young person. And they understand my day to day and what I go through. But I work with anybody, but just finding your people. And at first I'm like, I don't really want my son to be on calls, or I don't want him to disrupt, or blah, blah, blah. But I've found so many women that are okay with that and embrace that and are like, my life is chaotic. Can my kid come to the call too? I'm like, yes, as long as we're all on the same page and everything's getting done and you're having a transformation in this journey, absolutely. They're part of who you are. You're their mom, and you don't have to lose yourself and lose your journey and lose part of your personality as a mom. So many women have kids and then they don't know who they are anymore. You don't have to do that as a mom. You can definitely absolutely have the capacity for both.
Yeah. It makes me think of early COVID and Zoom meetings, right? When people were so concerned about being professional, and then you get all the videos online of the kids like coming in and like disrupting. But I think, again, it comes back to authenticity. That's how we connect with other people, right? Is being authentic and those imperfections, or those, it's not a perfect meeting. My kid came in, and I think like most people understand that and they're like, oh, baby, or like, they don't.
Yeah.
They're not there judging you like, oh, my God, that's so unprofessional, because there's a relatability about it.
Yeah. First, it took me another mindset shift. It took me so long to be OK with that. Or like probably many podcast interviews ago, I would have been like mortified that the FedEx guy just came in. I'm like, you know what? We work from home. We all work nomadically and life happens. And I have to let go of some stuff that I thought was a big deal before, that is not the end of the world. Was it disruptive? Yes. Did we have a chuckle about it? Yes. But life goes on and we're all human.
Yeah, exactly. Another piece I wanted to call out from your example of going into coaching is you had a coach that was like, you would be really good at this, and opened your eyes or reminded you, right, of this talent that you're like, oh, that's not me. And so can you talk a little bit about community and mentorship as you've made all these transitions and are going through your career changes?
Yeah. So I am not going to lie. I was one that kept using the excuse of, I can't afford mentorship. I can't afford to invest in a mentor. Like, you hear it all the time. And it really was a stretch. But I told myself, if I don't invest in myself for my future, the future of myself, the future of my business, the future for my family and my son, and the whole reason why I'm building this business, then I'm just going to stay stuck where I am. And I wouldn't have pivoted into the coaching side and been able to help all these women. Not that I wasn't helping podcast hosts with their shows and I was still helping and providing a service, but now I just have two sides of it to it that I absolutely love, and I get to pour into way more people. But yeah, so I started out my mentorship journey of investing into mentors, unsure, having the same doubt Alton's skepticism of what if this doesn't help me? I don't want my investment to become more of a burden to my family, or like all the things you hear and the things that you say. And once I dove into investing in a mentor, everything shifted. Like, it has given me so much more freedom, so much more confidence. We went through mindset work with me and different things I was working with. And like you said, I wouldn't have remembered that strength or that personality that I sheltered and kept hidden for so long of being my true, authentic, bubbly, loving to connect and meet women and help women personality if she wouldn't have told me that.
That's great. And did you feel like, especially with all those concerns about financially, because you do have a family that you are, finances are a big deal, right? How do you feel like you receive support maybe from your husband to move forward with the idea of hiring a mentor?
Yeah. So it's funny because my husband is very money conscious. He's had the same job for probably, I don't even know, like almost 20 years now. He loves his 9-to-5 steady paycheck. So when I first said, do this online space and become an entrepreneur, he was like, are you sure? But then a week later, super supportive, I started signing clients. And now he's like the proudest husband he can be of me. And then I was like, I'm best in this business coach. In this, at the time, I was just a VA. And I'm like, in this coach for women VAs. And he's, are you sure? Like, we could use the money for XYZ. And I'm like, I know, but I really want to do this. And I really want to invest in myself for us and for our son. And he's okay. So I did it. And he's been nothing but supportive since. And now with me adding mentorship on to the services and containers that I provide, he is so proud. And he's like seeing me help all these other women. And now I definitely, when I message a woman back and say, I understand the financial like insecurity and the financial investment and that you're scared to do it or your husband may not be on board right away. Like, I truly understand. And being able to tell them that and not just as like a sales or marketing, yes, I understand, patting you on the back. Like, I really deeply, truly understand where you're coming from. And that is why I'm so passionate about helping the people through the transformation so that they really get a transformation. They get an ROI with their mentorship and what they're investing in. And that mentorship and coaching can truly change. If you set your goal on something, it can truly change your course and get you there if you find the right mentor that you align with, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Because it is so relatable, you know, all the things that go through your head when it comes to investing in yourself. So.
And I think, again, too, you're told, it's the same thing that you're told as a young woman. Oh, sit down, be quiet, or you're too bubbly. Like, for women to invest in themselves, they typically normally do that. Men and business CEOs and all that invest in their business and invest in themselves all the time. But women just have it's almost like a double standard sometimes that, well, I'm like the mom and the caretaker and the wife and all the things. Like, I shouldn't invest in my business, or I better talk to talking to your husband or your spouse, but I better talk to my husband and see what they say. It really can change your life. Not holding yourself back. And again, having the mindset shift to just trust yourself, trust your gut, and invest in yourself, because your future self will thank you like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What's also coming to my mind is this idea of community. So like when we're moms, I know nowadays it's not as much. Different cultures, like being a mom, it means like supporting one another and coming together as this group of women that can help each other, right? And we often have that like in our family or whatnot, but it's the same idea with business or your career, right? You need a community behind you, supporting you, backing you, and guiding you along the way. And that's really what mentorship does. And some mentorships are one-on-one. Others have like a group aspect to them. And all of those things are going to help you maintain the confidence and the drive to keep going, and B, help you recognize like what you could be doing to get better and better.
Absolutely. I have learned to love community. I like, again, being a bubbly community type person that loves to connect. It's funny though, with racing and all throughout high school, I have always been friends with guys. I didn't have a lot of female friends. I was a tomboy growing up. Ever since I was a girl, like a little girl, I was playing with Matchbox cars and then racing and just hanging out with guys. And then becoming a mom at first was lonely. I had moved countries. I moved from the States to Canada. So I don't have my mom around for community of women and moms. And I have always wanted, they call it find your tribe of women, find your community. And I didn't have that for the longest time. I think I was almost 30 until I had a tribe of women. And now we have a small local wives of my husband's friends that he went to school with, and they all have kids under 4. We have a community there for motherhood, and we get together, which has totally changed my life as a mom, as a woman, and having some girl time. Everybody needs some girl time. And that's something I missed out on for the first 30 years of my life. So that started the shift of thinking, yeah, community is so powerful. Something that I wouldn't have thought of like that pre-having a son. And then I have been in different mentorship and coaching and mastermind containers from one-on-one all the way up to group. And that just building the community and having people that are like-minded individuals, entrepreneurs, businesswomen, strong businesswomen, proud and empowered businesswomen, like it really fills your cup and lights you up. And that's part of the reason why I started doing my mentorship. It is one-on-one right now, but actually I'm working with a mentor right now that's helping me launch a group program for pivoting to podcast management, because we do embrace and see the value of having a group and community behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for those examples. Yeah, I think that's really helpful to see the connection between not just career coaching or mentoring, but other ways that community really helps lift us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, as you're making these changes, any part of your career pivot, whichever resonates with you, were there moments of self-doubt or insecurity that came up? And how did you manage that and get through on the other side?
Yeah, 100%. So I feel like everyone deals with imposter syndrome. And I used to not think that everyone did. I used to look at other people and say, oh, like, they're billionaires, they're millionaires, they're making $100,000. Like, they don't have imposter syndrome. That is a lie. Everyone has imposter syndrome. And if they tell you they don't, they are lying. Yeah, when I, even way back, becoming a professional drag racer, wanting to do it since I was 8 years old to finally being 20-something and doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm with the big dogs. I'm one of 3 women doing this currently. This is a big deal. And definitely some imposter syndrome comes about with that. And then just pivoting, like I said, pivoting into coaching for podcast managers and people that want to shift. And I could do the thing. I could manage your podcast. I could promote your show all day long. But then I'm like, how do I teach someone else to do this? And definitely have the imposter syndrome of, am I making the right pivot? Am I doing the right thing? Helping these women? Like, what if they don't see a transformation, or what if I fail them, or all the things? Like, I was definitely scared, but I have a strong faith, and I just kept praying. And I said, God, let me be a light and a vessel for these women. And am I doing the right thing? Please use me for like your glory and to help these people. And he just kept saying, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. You're helping women. So that was a huge aspect. And again, talking to other mentors that I've invested with and going over mindset shifts and limiting beliefs, because we all have them, and just working through them one step at a time, one day at a time. And I feel like in my entrepreneurial journey, which it's not done by a long shot, like I'm still, who knows what I'm going to do next year? Hopefully something even bigger and better. But I'm sure there will still always be shifts and pivots and mindset shifts that need to be made. And there will always be limiting beliefs and a little bit of imposter syndrome. Even every time when I sign a new client, even though I've had clients that gone through the program and had success, I'm like, oh my gosh, call one with a new one. Let's not fail them. Let's do it right. Like, it's still, it always comes back.
Yeah, absolutely. Thinking about how
it's going to come up. And as you change and evolve, it's like another, you think you conquered it, right? And then something else comes up and there's a, like a different level or a different thing, like a video game. It's like a whole new like level of, oh, now I got to work through this, or, oh, I thought I beat it over here. And now I got to keep, you know, working on it, because that's just part of being human. And so that loving ourselves, having compassion for ourselves, accepting and knowing that we're like, we are doing the work. And another thought that crossed my mind was I've been told that you can't coach somebody to do something that you're not doing yourself. And there's a part of me that gets a little bit insecure because I'm like, I am doing it, but I'm not like consistent, or I'm not like perfect at it. Or, and then I start second guessing, am I qualified enough to help other women do the same? And I can relate on that level as well. No, we are doing the work. We are conscious, aware. We're working with mentors. But it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that, because I literally just had a conversation with mine the other week, saying, I thought I conquered this limiting belief. Like, I thought I was done thinking that way, like, last summer. Why am I still thinking, or not still thinking the same, but like you said, like on a different level, or having that same mindset shift about a different portion or aspect of my life or business? And I literally said, I thought I was done with that part of mindset, like, last summer. Like, why am I doing it again? And she's like, it's always evolving. It's always doing the same thing. But then I thought, if I'm not strong in my mindset, and if I'm not making super perfect 100% mindset shifts, how can I teach my mindset in my capacity of coaching containers? And I was like, no, because I am constantly working through it. It's an evolutionary process and it just keeps evolving. And I have done it and done the work and made progress. So that 100% qualifies us to keep pouring into other women, because we are doing it every day. It's just, we need to keep working on it. Everybody does.
Yeah. And one thing that I've been working with lately is giving myself like the grace to, even though I know, okay, I'm struggling with this, I'm having a hard time moving through this challenge, but it's also allowed to take as long as it takes. Like, it's not going to be like this one and done thing. Okay, I did it. Mine have been good now. It's okay. Maybe I have felt like for the past few weeks, I am not doing enough for my business or whatever it is. And that doesn't mean that I'm not like doing something about it in the process. It's just not like the chain isn't as like black or white as I want it to be, as like, right. I'm feeling frustrated about it. And no, I'm not. It's just not always that one or the other.
Yeah, 100%. I've actually been feeling that in the past couple of weeks, because I had a certain financial goal by the end of 2024 and I'm not quite there. And I'm like, oh, I set this big goal and I'm not hitting it. And I hate to say you think that, oh, I'm failing, or oh, I'm behind, or all the things, but you do. You're human. You're trained in your brain to think if you're not hitting these specific goals you set, you're behind. And that's not necessarily true. And my business, do I have time to hit that goal? Absolutely. My business and my entrepreneurial journey aren't going anywhere. I have many more women to help in both aspects of my business. And I'm here for the long haul. So I just need to remind myself that. And like you said, give myself some grace. And I very much feel that on a mompreneur aspect of, there are certain days where my business needs more of my attention. There are certain and most days where my two-year-old needs most of my attention. And just giving myself grace to, quote unquote, split the attention, or have one thing be higher that day than the other. Or like, we talked about it before we started recording, like, today's my birthday. I'm not necessarily working today. And then next week, am I going to feel behind because I took a day off to celebrate? Maybe. Am I going to be behind on a few tasks? Probably. But the world's not ending. My business isn't burning down. We can get there. We just need to remind ourselves that it isn't black and white. Like you said, like, I may wake up next week and be like, I didn't hit that income goal. Oh, darn, it's almost the end of November. But like, it can still happen. I'm not giving up by any means.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Yeah. Especially as a mom. Like, because you say that, I'm like, of course, you got to balance that. And some days it's not going to feel balanced. It's going to feel like, oh, I'm paying. I need to spend more time with my child. He needs me more today for whatever reason. And I have to do less, maybe what I plan to do in my business today.
Yeah.
Just being open and willing to have that flexibility. And that's the whole reason you're doing entrepreneurship, is to have that ability to be that flexible for your family.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I learned a long time ago, I forget who it was, probably a mentor of some sort, but like a rolling Google Calendar. So I prioritize tasks, get the first important ones done. And then there are days, like you said, like my son needs me more than work. I don't get all the tasks done. So then they get bumped to the next day. And it's not necessarily that I'm behind. I'm behind in what I set out to do that day. I'm behind in what I wanted to accomplish in business and in work that day. But everyone's happy. Everyone's healthy. Those tasks can be moved to the next day. And as far as like clientele, sometimes they don't even know. A lot of my podcast hosts, I work a week in advance. So as long as their show gets produced, they don't know that I didn't bump it to the next morning. But yeah, so just giving yourself the grace and 100% the flexibility. I feel like everyone wants more flexibility in their life.
Definitely. Can you share with us or with the audience just a little bit more specifics about who you help, what you help them with, and if anybody's interested in learning more from you, how they can get in touch?
Sure. So like I said, there's two aspects. The first aspect is the podcast management side. So I do done for you podcast management. I do podcast launches for anyone looking to launch a podcast. I do monthly management all the way from editing all the way up to the whole enchilada. Guest management, social media assets, analytics, like everything you can think of for podcast management. My packages range in between and are all customizable to what my clients are looking for and where they're at in their podcast journeys. And then as far as the mentorship side, any VAs or OBMs or moms that want to quit their 9-to-5 and become podcast managers have a 2-week intensive that goes through and set out your business plan and your roadmap to pivoting to podcast management and your journey. And that includes a Zoom call and some Slack support, as well as some worksheets and resources. And then I also have a full 16-week one-on-one mentorship, fully personalized and one-on-one customizable to that person. And we do Zoom calls, and they have a course with over 70 modules all about mindset and tech and everything podcast management, where to find clients, how to pitch to clients, signing clients, contracts, all the things. And love to help them through that journey and that pivot into becoming a podcast manager. And anybody looking for either one of those, you can find me on Facebook as Audrey Grant, G-R-A-N-T. And then on Instagram, I am Audrey Worm Coaching. So that's Audrey and then Worm, W-R-M, like the little bug, and coaching. And then I also have a Facebook group, and it is called Pivot to Podcast Management Community. And then that's all just for people who maybe think they want to be podcast manager and they want to come in and, again, just that community aspect that we were talking about and finding people that are doing the same thing and where they want to be in life and learning.
That's awesome. I love that. There's that community as well. So that's really great. Thank you so much, Audrey, for being a guest today, especially on your birthday, on your day off. I appreciate your time. And it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to meet and chat with all of your listeners. And this was a great way to spend my birthday. I love this conversation with you, and I love what you're doing in the online space.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. And a huge thank you to our guest for sharing such valuable insights. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback helps others discover the podcast, and it means the world to me as I continue to bring you content that supports your career change journey. If today's conversation resonated with you and you're feeling stuck in a career that doesn't fulfill you anymore, I'm here to help. My one-on-one career coaching program is designed specifically for women who are ready to break free from the grind and discover a career that truly excites them. In our sessions, we'll uncover what's holding you back, identify your true passions, and create a clear, actionable plan to transition you into a career that aligns with your deepest values. You can get in touch with me directly at shiftyourdayjob@gmail.com, or you can connect with me on social media at shiftyourdayjob. I'd love to hear from you and support you on this journey. Until next time, I'm your host, Brittany Cates, and together, let's shift your day job.